these other people. Carolyn Corden, president of the Yellow Plains Poets Group. And we have...
Jeanette.
And Marie.
Right, so writing news for our writing group in particular has been Gawler Poets at the Pub event, which we had Annette Marner as our guest presenter and poet. And she was as awesome as I had thought and hoped she would be.
Mm.
Annette Marner is quite well known to those who are fond listeners of ABC Radio. She's been with ABC Radio for many, many years. And she is also a writer. She had a book and a new poetry collection to help share with people.
Mm.
And we had a good turnout, which is always nice.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Because we haven't recorded for so long, there's been a lot of news stories, but I'm just going to cover the, well, I think, that's fine, most important ones, and I promise to be quick. The Nobel Prize for Literature this year was awarded to Abdulrazak Gurnah, and he's a retired now professor of literature from Kent University, author of 10 novels. He was born in Zanzibar. The Booker Prize was awarded to Damien Galgut for his novel The Promise. Actually, don't know much about that, I'm afraid. In other news, Ursula Le Guin. Okay, it's been announced there will be an Ursula Le Guin Prize for Fiction to launch in 2022, which aims to honour imaginative fiction that honours hope and freedom.
I would love to win that one. Sure, her work is just awesome.
I still haven't read any, but I will get to it. I'm doing a lot more reading now, so. The author, Wilbur Smith, died, age 88. He published 49 books, which sold over 140 million copies.
That is awesome.
Wilbur Smith was incredibly popular. I've never read any of his books, I'm not sure.
Not your genre, I don't think. Very bloky.
Yes, I don't think he'd be my kind of writer. The US libraries this year have reported an alarming spike in organised attempts to ban books from school libraries.
Shocking.
So that is actually it for writing news for the moment.
You've done what, to cut it down?
Yes, I cut right down. I looked at a few and went, no,
yep,
not important. So,
okie dokie.
And we're on to, because it's the last day of November, Christmas, so I don't know if we want to talk about our favourite Christmas stories, if we have a favourite Christmas story.
Or... Well, I've written a poem, and I hadn't actually finished writing the poem before we sat down at this table to record this, but I have finished it now, and I found a new poetic form. Didn't actually find a new poetic form, but I remembered a poetic form, and it's based on syllables, and it's called, I can't remember what it's called, but it's called the, don't know, but syllable count, one syllable, two syllables, three syllables, four syllables, and then last line, 10 syllables.
Right.
Doesn't have to rhyme.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote one for Christmas. No, not Christmas. My thoughts on Christmas.
Yes.
This show is quite obviously my thoughts on Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Not Christmas. Wishes, but wishing to you a very merry minimalist time.
I just don't do minimalism. I don't think I could do minimalism if I tried.
I think the best Christmas present is to be present. Be there.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
You don't need stuff, you just need people, friends.
No. Gifts are fun though, I'm sorry, but there's a little child.
You just like fun. Doing things. You just
I do.
You're clever at these, that's why you like it so much. Or are you you're clever at these things because you like it, or you like it because you're clever at these things, or a bit of both?
No.
Because you are clever at these things.
I don't think I'm clever. I'm a terrible gift buyer, actually.
Hey, I told you you're clever at these things, so you are clever at these things.
No, I'm not. I disagree. I like making cards. I love doing the artwork.
You do love making cards.
That's my fun thing, and it's my way of saying to people, you know, I'm a terrible communicator. I'm an awful communicator. It's my way of saying that I do actually care about you. Just sorry, I haven't been in touch with you because I'm terrible at it.
Okay, Marie, your thoughts?
Yeah, talking about presents and things. Mm. When I was younger, I did pottery for a while, and I made a lot of wind chimes and things like that for people on a theme. I had a friend who really loved teddy bears, so I made her a wind chimes that had like teddy bear shapes on it, and someone else liked cats, and you know, I did things like that, and I enjoyed doing that, and people seemed to enjoy receiving something that was handmade.
It's got that personal touch. You've got last couple of years, Angus' girlfriend last year, she's got a friend that has a kiln, does pottery classes.
Oh, okay.
Down in Port Adelaide, and last year she went down and made a whole lot of little, just little candle holders.
Yeah.
Lovely little things. And the year before that, she made dust bags and hat bags. So I'm really upset I lost the bag she made me. Oh. So she made that carry bag though. So she often makes things, which is lovely.
Yeah.
I think it is nice to get something that someone has put that little bit of thought in.
Yes, yeah. And it's a really good conversation starter as well, you know, when it's something that somebody's made for you.
Yeah.
And I've just found the name of that poetry form I was talking about. I don't know how you pronounce it, but I'll have a go. Tetracys. Tetracys.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've read it, like the word, but I haven't actually heard anyone say it, I don't know how to pronounce it.
But I might be wrong or I might... And who knows?
Yeah. I mispronounce words all the time.
Alex probably knows how to pronounce it.
Because I don't hear them.
Yeah. And lots of times there's more than one way of pronouncing the word.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean...
Depends on...
What country you're from sometimes what region in a particular country.
Yeah. Like the scones and scones arguing.
Yes. Yes.
And depends on, in Australia, depends on whether you're from South Australia, where you say it correctly, or from Victoria, or Queensland, where you may not get it correct at all.
Yes.
That's a South Australian dig at our darling friend Jeanette, who's here with us.
Knows how to pronounce anything because I don't remember which is the correct or which is the South Australian way, which is the Victorian way, and I just get confused.
The correct way.
Or the English way.
We say in South Australia we say school and pool. Mm. Other states they say school and pool and rule. No,
and a graph book. Graph.
Graph. Graph.
Mm. Yeah.
I've been made fun for saying graph book instead of graph book by the boys. I'm never shy of laughing at their mothers.
Of course.
Sons and mothers.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you can get them. So I remember you when you couldn't do lots of things that were not mentioned on public radio.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes. So we'll read our own writing. Mm. And Marie, do you want to start?
I've got an acrostic poem for Christmas.
Oh, lovely.
Chaotic, hectic, rushing, irritable, summertime, tinsel, mass production, arguing, season's greetings. And then another one, just a very short little poem, thinking, just remembering Christmases in general. When I was a child, like most people, we had a real Christmas tree, so there was that smell of pine needles when you walked into the lounge room and everything. And this poem's a loon, an American haiku of five syllables, three syllables, five. And apparently a guy called Robert Kelly came up with this format. But I've read elsewhere that the format can also be three syllables, five, three. But mine's five, three, five. On the summer path, pine needles. I think of Christmas.
That's beautiful.
That is lovely. Mm. Yes, I like that.
And if anybody wants pine needles or pine cones, please let me know, because I've got many, many pine cones at my place. I've got four or five big pine trees.
Again, when I was a child, you know, they'd make lovely decorations, sprayed silver or gold or even white, and a bit of glitter on them, and then a bit of ribbon or wool to hang them from the tree.
Or on the table.
Yes.
It's two different Christmases. By the time we put the children to bed, the nursery was a train crash. Two trains, loaded with Christmas decorations, had collided head-on. Tinsel weighted with spare baubles was draped over mantel shelves, bookcases and window pomets and sills. Ribbons were tied to all the chairs. There was a massive tree by the far wall, dressed from topmost point with decorations of every colour and description. Glass, metal, plastic, china and pine. Red, gold, green, purple, blue, silver and patterned. She goes to Harrods every year and spends a small fortune. It is always colour-themed. Silver and gold one year, purple another, white and gold last year. Christmas is kitsch, mad and colourful. It is meant to be slightly insane. I strictly disapproved of designer trees. I'm going to skip from that further down because this is from a novel. Taking the children to meet the patriarchal solstice saint naturally fell to me. The Teagues came along, not to share in the pleasure, but the pain of standing in a queue for well over an hour for a moment's worship at the knees of consumerism. Mother sent me a video of the Christmas pageant at home, and they watched that over and over. Kitsch layered on kitsch for a gala celebration of all that was trivial, silly and fun about childhood, when the city stopped and succumbed to juvenile dreams. I've been religiously taken to the pageant every year of my childhood by my mother and grandmother, sitting on the street side, waiting for hours to be certain of getting a good position. Not that it was required. As soon as the first pealing notes of the brass band heralded the beginning of the great parade, all the adults would pull every child from the crowd behind and make sure they got the front row seats, sitting on a stranger's picnic blanket on the gutter. It was humanity at its best, obeying an unspoken rule to ensure that the young were happy. The pageant heralded the beginning of the festive season. It culminated with the arrival of the great patriarchal solstice saint himself, pulled by 8 mechanical reindeer, waving to the crowd as he wound his way through the city streets to one of the most impressive of the city's emporiums, where he would remain enshrined as a patron saint of children's capitalist dreams throughout the great seasonal spending spree. And we saw the tinsel-thin consumerism of it, but loved it just the same. We closed our eyes and minds to the fact that there was more than one Santa in residence when we made the annual pilgrimage to visit the great man. Shh. Every Santa was him. I was content to bask in the fantasy. It was a conscious suspension of disbelief that I clung to for years after my school friends had told me it was just my mum, and long after my grandmother had been heard to grumble, "Isn't it time she outgrew that nonsense?" I once pointed out to her that she believed in God so I could believe in Santa. She spanked me with a broom handle for blasphemy. "You will go to hell, you will."
Okay.
I'll just read the next one. As I talked to the children about the impending visit of the magical man, I began to believe in him too. I guess the human desire to believe in an all-loving, all-giving, omnipotent being is so great that even knowing that such a being is a construct, it is still possible to indulge in a temporary delusion.
Mm.
That's a whole chapter about Christmas. Yes. So
it's an interesting time, Christmas, and we've all had wonderful times, all had sad times.
Mm.
And now that I live in the country out near Malala, hearing sirens at Christmas time, and that is death in Christmas is doubly awful. I don't know why, it just is. And certainly in our family there's been some deaths in Christmas, and it just seems so much worse. Because we're all looking forward to the Christmas times, fun Christmas times, and there's grief happening too.
My grandfather died, I think, on about the 28th of December. But I was so young, I didn't really...
Mm.
I really remember, and awfully, I think it was probably the year we got very poor... I just remember the bad Christmas presents. Oh, what's wrong with Santa this year?
Well, nothing's really think about that, hey? Yeah. Okay, so what else we got?
So I think that's it for today.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
Merry Christmas, everybody. Whatever you believe,
yeah.
Have a fun time doing
it. Happy summer solstice, Yuletide, Christmas.
Yeah.
Happy Hanukkah, which falls back.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Yes. Yep.